This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the Trump administration taking a tougher line at U.S. borders, many immigrant support groups have ramped up legal services, including for those in the U.S. illegally. From time to time, I check in with Jose Quiñones, founder and CEO of Mission Asset Fund, a community lending program based in California geared toward low-income immigrants who may not have credit, even though they're creditworthy. Well, it turns out his firm has some new approaches to support families facing the chances of deportation.
What we're seeing in our community is that people are, you know, afraid of being targeted for deportation. And we had one family whose the main breadwinner was detained for over a month. And then just the financial ramifications of that particular event in that family's life was just devastating. And so what we're trying to do now is try to get our clients to better prepare, you know, financially speaking, whether it's deportation or whether some earthquake in California or some other emergency in their lives. They have either, you know, easy access to their money, easy access to their resources, so that way they can continue on, you know, with their lives.
Now, some people will be, what's the term, unbanked. They won't have a bank account. So if you're asking them to set aside what they can, mm-hmm. It has to go somewhere.
That's right. So we created, you know, an emergency action plan for immigrants, which is to try to advise them. So like, well, this is the time to get a bank account. And when they do get that bank account, make sure that they have online access to it, right? We've been engaged with the Mexican consulate in San Francisco. We have a program called the Ventanilla, which is like a financial window of sorts, where we provide financial coaching and advice and suggestions to people that come into the consulate's office. And they have a lot of questions financially by virtue of them being fearful that they may get deported, you know, in any given day.
And you and your team have been doing some thinking about how to make money available for people in need?
Right. So in addition to helping them to think through an action plan, we're also making an emergency loan fund available, like up to $1,500, to basically help them, you know, navigate or offset whatever costs or fees that they might have to deal with. We know that when they're faced with deportation, then they have like this immense pressure to come up with a lot of money. And sometimes when they don't have access to it, they have to sort of go to the predatory loans that might actually be extremely expensive for them. So we're trying to create something that we can pilot in San Francisco with the hope of nationalizing it soon enough.
The situation varies by location. States and cities, of course, have different postures toward people who are in the U.S. without permission. Some places are more supportive than others.
So we're trying to do the best we can, you know, to provide something so that people can actually, you know, weather this storm and hopefully, yeah, and we never want to lose hope that at some point our immigration system is going to get fixed so that people can really truly come out of the shadows and then really participate in our society fully.
Jose Quiñones is founder and CEO of Mission Asset Fund. He's also the recipient of the 2016 MacArthur Genius Grant. Mr. Quiñones, always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.